Damn.
Good thing that didn't go.
All right. What's up, everyone? Back for another Wheel Wednesday. Yeah, what are we doing? So tomorrow we're going to be doing going down to Formula Drift. Doubt myself will be there. We're going to be setting up over in New Jersey. Old Bridge Township. Right,
Old Town. What do you?
What is it called?
It's English Town.
Yeah, no. Well, English Town Raceway, but now they call it the Old Bridge Township or some shit like that.
I don't know.
I know.
It's English Town. Don't listen to him.
English Town as well. That's the way I would think of it as.
It's English Town,
especially back in the day when H Day used to be there, Honda Day used to be there, and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, Waterfest used to be there.
Whatever. But yeah, no, I think
the drag strip was cool. The drag strip was cool there. Now it's a drift.
Figure eight. Yeah, right. But the good news is my back is freaking killing me, and I have to do all this moving tomorrow with all this stuff and setting up. So great timing for that.
Good news, I'll be up at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're really excited.
Rise and shine. Going.
Really excited on that one. Can't wait to see you all.
At least. So if anyone's watching this and you guys are gonna be at Formula Drift New Jersey, stop by the booth. We'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be down there. Doubt will be there. And we're going to be having a good time. The rest of our team is going to be there. Maybe sneak preview of some stuff and stop by. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, maybe we'll have a Forge sample.
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
Maybe. Maybe we'll also have a hat and t-shirt deal as well.
Yeah, and surprise the guest star of Mr. Presidente, maybe.
Oh.
We'll see.
Mr. Presidente. El Presidente.
El Presidente. But yeah, so I mean, for me, myself, this is actually going to be my first drifting event that I'm going to be going to.
Yeah, dude, they're mad fun. You're going to see it.
I know. Between this and Hyperfest. Well, actually, you know what? To be fair, there was some drifting at Lime Rock last year, but it's
not all drifting, though.
Well, I don't think Lime Rock's a great track for drifting.
It's definitely not a drift track.
Yeah, but there was drifting there, which was kind of cool. But I haven't been to an official event like this, and I know you guys are talking so well about Hyperfest as well.
Yeah, Hyperfest is different. That's a different ball game, though. Yeah. But Formula Drift, definitely a fun event. It is a long day, especially if you stay till the end.
Yeah.
I think I left there one time at like 1 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a long day, but I don't plan on doing that all day there.
How long are you gonna be there on Saturday for?
I don't know. Maybe between like afternoonish to probably like maybe like 5 or 6.
Is it all porta potties there?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
No. English Town has their own bathrooms there
God.
But they
That's
do
awesome.
Have porta potties
as an option.
So everybody knows that there's porta potties.
Hey, I want to be prepared, at least mentally prepared, and maybe physically prepared. So
how did we get on this topic? We don't know. We're talking about porta potties today.
This is live preparation.
We're letting you guys know the porta potties will be there.
Thank you. It's good stuff. Listen, and maybe someone else is watching this going,
damn,
good.
I'm so happy that they talked about the porta potties.
I'm glad that I know that information now. So, all right. So tomorrow is like a media day. Media day, setup day, and
practice for the guys as well.
No, they're doing qualification tomorrow.
No, qualification, well, unless
Thursday.
I thought it was just practice runs for the guys.
I think at least Prospect is doing qual, I think.
Probably. I'll give you that. Prospect might be doing qualifying.
No, maybe Pro is doing qual because
no, Pro qualifying is on Friday.
Pros aren't driving on Friday. Yep.
Oh, no. Yeah, we need to look at the itinerary again.
It seems like they changed a lot of stuff from last year and now because tomorrow is open to the public as well.
Yeah, which is weird. That was never like that before.
Right, and I think it's open to the public because I think it's pro qualifying.
They probably split the qualifying.
So pro qualifying I think is tomorrow, so we'll be there for that. It's going to be cool stuff, man. I'm excited
definitely.
To see. We have a lot of people because it's a pro spec and pro event. We have a lot of drivers out over there on repping Koenig and stuff like that. So
we wish them all luck this weekend.
Yeah, wish them all luck. And it's a big roster. We got a big team. We got a lot of drifters.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. So and we're gonna be getting some cool media down there. What was I gonna say? There's like this trend right now with two of our drivers, with Hooman Rahimi and Derek Madison,
mm-hmm.
and they have their pro cars, right? So their drift cars, or whatever, and they have their little like K cars that they also have, which are like wrapped to match their pro car.
Yeah,
it's such a sick little look. Like
you
it's
gotta
like,
love
and,
it.
Like they keep posting up these pictures of like their pro car and then the little kind of K car next to it, and it's just like this weird complete set.
It's great though.
It's so cool,
man.
And like
it's like matching Hot Wheels.
Right, it is like matching Haunted Wheels. So, like, I don't know. Like, the whole K-Kart thing is becoming more popular. Low-key, they're kind of living my dream with that. Like,
I could see you driving one.
Hey, a K-Kart.
I mean, look, right there. Boom. Yeah, I could see you driving that.
That's like a Honda Acty or whatever it may be. But, yeah.
We should just buy one of those just so we can go back and forth to Formula Drift and all these events with it.
Well, I don't know if these things can make it on the highway. Can they go on the highway?
Yeah, they'll get about 60.
Can they go 60?
Yeah, it'll only take like 4 minutes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, those things are gaining popularity in the U.S. now that now that they're able to, I guess, get imported.
You see a lot of them in the city. I will say, you do see a lot of these things popping up in the city because they're so small and you can do
there was a guy near me who was selling one of the Honda ones for like $9,000, and I thought he was out of his mind.
Again, I won't pay $9,000 for it. It's definitely cool, though.
I saw one on the road the other day, too. One of those
just cruising?
Yeah, just cruising.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, never see them just cruising around.
I feel like the closest thing to a K-Car prior to that we had in the States was like a Geo Tracker or something. Or, you know, Chevy Tracker or whatever.
Yeah, but
it
wasn't. It wasn't like the pickup.
But it's weird because it's like a two-seater drop top type of thing. Like,
yeah, I get what you mean there, but it wasn't like a pickup truck. That's like a little pickup truck,
I guess. Yeah. Well, what about
like a Mark One?
We had the Suzuki Sidekick, which is I think that's considered a pickup truck.
I don't know if that is or not, but either way, look at this. Oh my god, people are going off-roading in these things.
That's really cool. Well,
to be honest, I'd be terrified about just going over like a little rock. I feel like the thing would just be like poof.
I thought these were popular on like farms and stuff though.
Maybe.
Right?
Look
yeah, like
the motor's right under your seat.
I don't want to say it, but you know, redneck stuff, you know? Kind of what I feel like, you know. I mean, that looks pretty cool, man.
I don't know if the R-Nex will be rocking this one, but it's not American.
All right, but how cool. Wow, I didn't know it does that. The fold down the side?
Dude, that Volkswagen makes one, too. In Europe, they use the thing everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot what it's called.
Little tiny utility trucks.
Yeah, but you could definitely find one, Max. Pull it up.
It is so cool that, like, I think it's so cool. If you had a primary car and you wanted, like, not a race car, but just a cool little unique kind of like build almost.
That thing going 45, you probably feel like you're going 120 in there.
That's sick. I mean, it kind of opens up like a whole like different.
Yeah, look, realm. This is your Mark One, but in Europe, it's like a utility. I forgot what it's called. Of course, I can't remember it right now. It's like a utility pickup truck.
Dude, that thing's like a German El Camino. I don't know about that.
No, it's not even what I was going at. Like you see that that Type 2. Right there with the pickup. Oh, man. We're not going to find this
Ute. I heard that they're going to be bringing back a pickup truck to the States. Volkswagen.
They're trying to.
Yeah, it's not going
to
do well.
They're definitely trying to.
It's not going to do well.
I don't know, man. You see all of these Ford Rangers and everything. I don't know. I feel like it might.
What's the best selling vehicle in America? Ford F-150.
Is it a Ford F-150?
I think it is. Maybe
for a while, it was a Jetta.
That might be an old statistic, or maybe a year or two old. But
I feel like an F-150.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I might be out here spewing fake facts, but
I think he's spewing fake knowledge. Nobody wants that.
I remember seeing that at one point. Maybe that was 2021 or something. F-Series 2.
Silverado. You see, again, that's if I'm getting a pickup truck, it's going to be a Silverado.
Why?
There's no Chevy. Pickup trucks, best in the game. That's in my opinion.
Have you tried all the rest of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Been in all of them. I've had buddies who had F-150s. I've had buddies who had the Dodge Ram. And honestly,
I don't like the Dodges, to be honest.
A Silverado or the GMC, solid.
No, I like GM Ford. I'm not a big fan of Dodge in particular. But if I had to get a pickup
truck,
I'd probably go Japanese, bro. You know, Suzuki Sambar. That's what it is. I'm pretty sure that.
Dude, I could see you driving this van.
I would drive these. This is not a Honda Fit. I would drive one of these.
I think you'd drive a Honda Fit, too. But
that's where the engine is, yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's where one of them is, I guess. Yeah, look at that.
That is so bizarre. That is just so absolutely bizarre.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think motor's under you, but the maybe like the fuse box and like battery in the back in that little compartment. I don't know. I don't know much about these things, but they are awesome.
Hooman and Derek Madison's K-Cars at Formula Drift, just say, not only are they wrapped to match their pro cars, they have Koenigs on them.
That's a little spoiler.
I love it. That's a spoiler. And you guys might see a little video coming out with those, you know, in the near future.
Near future, yeah, let's do it.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for Formula Drift, man.
I am too. I can't wait. Hopefully the rain holds out, but yeah, we're supposed to get
bad weather. We're supposed to get
I think Saturday, Max just looked it up, and I think Saturday might hold out, but Thursday and Friday are going to be a little slippery.
Yeah. So what does that mean? That means that in the air we're not going to get so much smoke and whatnot?
Yeah, there's not going to be much smoke. They're going to be sliding a lot more. It's, you know, it does make it harder for the drivers, that's for sure.
A little slower speeds.
I wouldn't even say slower. Yeah, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Something really smells good. You smell that?
I don't know, but I didn't eat lunch yet.
What are you trying to get for lunch?
We'll talk about that after the podcast.
All right. Oh, man, what do you guys think we should get for lunch?
I had pizza yesterday. Don't ask me.
I did not have pizza yesterday. I wish I did.
That was your fault, not mine.
so some drifting in the rain or wet. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, this was...
Well, that's good. Then the water takes place of the smoke.
Pretty much.
Right? Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, look at that.
I'm excited, man. I'm super excited to be there.
Yeah, it's cool. And there's certain spots on, like, the fence where, like, you can, like, really stick your phone through or cameras through to get some nice shots. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, wow.
They just clip. Oh, beautiful.
And then for anyone watching this, we're also going to be... we're going to be back at Englishtown Raceway next weekend as well, the following weekend, for Riverside Drift event.
I'll be there all day.
Yeah, we will be there on Saturday, July 1st. And, there'll be 2 weeks in a row. We'll be out at the racetrack. It's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, definitely some good stuff.
Yeah. And we got a whole bunch of other people that are going to be attending that event too. So, a lot of cool people, some Coney guys. It'll be a fun time.
Should be a great time.
Yeah.
Will be a great time. Not should be.
Yeah,
this will be a great
time. Positivity. Look at that.
Remember when we were talking about the C6? That's what I'm saying. I drift the C6, no problem.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Damn, there goes a bumper.
That's just the name of the game, though.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, we won't see that much smoke, though.
Hey,
this weekend.
Who knows? Maybe the rain will hold out and
the drift gods are just like, let's.
Yeah, I was really picturing myself in shorts and sunglasses and whatnot. And
last year was hot.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. Not picturing rain.
But it's been a weird summer so far.
I mean, today's technically the first day of summer.
Yeah, I know. But either way, by now it should have been
a little sunnier.
Not even sunnier, just hotter.
Yeah, it hasn't been too hot.
Like, even at night, like, it gets, like, 65. That's weird for right now. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. So, what, you want a scorching hot summer?
I don't need it.
you're gonna burn to a crisp.
I don't need it, but...
You see this complexion? I'm fine.
I'll be okay. I'm not worried.
All right. I think we're just about...
We're about done here today.
If you guys are going to be down at Formula Drift, we will be there. Say hello. We'd be happy to see you guys. And stop by the booth. We have cool stuff there.
Yeah, come check out the new Forge line.
Mm-hmm.
Come check out some wheels.
Besides that, Happy Wheel Wednesday. We have a piece of content coming out on Friday. It's going to be an unboxing video of the new Ultragram. We go live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And, yeah, you guys have any questions, feel free to DM us on social media. That's about it. Take care, guys.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Did you just blow a kid?